Blanca Velasquez lives in one of the homes that was targeted. She remembers people pounding on her door 2 weeks ago to tell her that her fence was on fire.
When I opened, I've seen the fire big, and my neighbor was yelling, your house is in flames.
Velasquez can stay in her home, but 4 of the 8 homes are uninhabitable. Sandy Police Sergeant Dean Carriger says there are some differences in how the arsonist started the blazes, so they can't officially say they're connected.
However, due to the close nature and proximity and time, we feel there is a common thread.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.